I'm Eric Hurley, and we're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas. And joining us right now, our friends from Chevron Dello, Len Badala is here. Len, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Also, Rommel Atienza is here. And Rommel, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And you guys have been very busy at shows like Mid-America, the Great American Trucking Show, educating people about the new categories. So, Len, let's start with you. Let's talk about your CK4 and FA4 product line that you folks announced here at the Great American Trucking Show.
Well, Eric, thanks. Yes, we announced our most advanced and expansive Dello 400 product line in history yesterday. So if I take a look at it, we've got a number of products that are coming out. We've got two full synthetic products called Dello 400 XSP. It's a 530 and a 540 that'll be at CK4 and backward compatible. We have a extensive Sin Blend line. We call it our exceptional lubricant efficiency Sin Blends. We have Dello 400 XLE 1030 and 1540. They are CK4 and backward compatible. We also have our first new generation, which is part of the new category launch. We have our Dello 400 ZFA SAE 10W30. That's going to be an API FA4 product. And we'll have the best fuel efficiency performance at a 1030 grade. So we're really excited about that. Also, if you notice in the name there, we did use the FA. Mm. So it helps identify, you know, with customers that this is one of the new products out there.
Right.
And then finally, we have our premium conventional, which is Dello 400 SDE 15W40 and API CK4 backward compatible. It's designed for excellent durability for engines. And for those customers who just, you know, they're not necessarily extending drains out a whole bunch, but they just want a good premium quality working oil, and that product will be the fit right there.
Tell us about the benefits that the owner-operator or the user of that truck, the driver, the operator of that truck is going to get from the new Dello 400 line.
A lot of benefits in there. So first of all, we've really focused on wear protection. So we've got a number of our products that have significantly surpassed the API CJ4 wear performance requirements, and that ranges anywhere from 38 to 50% better wear protection than previous CJ4 products. And so good opportunity for everybody to protect their engine, get some extended engine durability and engine life. On some of our products, we've got extremely good oil oxidation performance. So long oil life. So if they want to extend their oil drains or they're out on the road and can't change their oil right away, they know that if they're using a Dello 400 product under the CK4 category, they're going to get some excellent drain protection there if they need to do that. And then finally, piston deposit control. That's an important one. And a couple of our products have extremely good piston deposit control. One of our products, Dello 400 XLE 15W40, which is going to be a CK4 product, it's a Sin Blend, but we were actually one of the first to get the highest European piston cleanliness deposit control passed on a 15W40. That's never been done before, and so that gives customers a good idea that they can actually protect that power cylinder much better. And helps reduce oil consumption and make sure that they get longer life out of it. So a lot of good benefits that customers, I think, will see with this product line.
Walk us through the basics of the testing process here for this line. What was that like?
Okay, so two parts of the testing program that we took. So you have the engine test program to get the actual API certifications. These are nine tests that are done. Seven of those were previous API CJ4 qualified tests. So, okay. You know, those didn't change. And so for customers, they should feel comfortable that, you know, if they've been using an API CJ4 product, CK4 products pass all those tests. But there was two new tests added to the category. You have a Volvo T13, which focused on oil oxidation performance. And then also you had a Caterpillar aeration test that was added to the category for performance. So that was the engine bench test and qualification program from that perspective that you have to pass. But Chevron also went further in that, and we actually launched our largest field test program ever in the history of the company. And we have over 900 diesel engines under test for the last 2+ years on all these different products. And so we took all the different types of segments. So it's not just trucks. We have almost 400 truck engines out there, both old, new, everything that you can pretty much find out there for make and model. Why? Because we want to see that, you know, do the products work in the field? There's one thing about passing engine tests, but there's another thing you have to do, which is actually put it in the field and see how does it actually work for what you're trying to show customers those benefits. But the other part of that is We did a significant amount of testing in off-road equipment. So mining equipment, construction equipment, agriculture equipment, oil and gas frack engines, marine engines. We've never done marine testing for a category change like this. And we did different products, obviously. Some examples of that just to test wear performance. We put 10W30, our XLE 1030 CK4, in a number of mining haul trucks, which run 300 to 400-ton loads each time to see that it could actually protect and provide that engine protection. And that's not something common people will do, right? So it really tests the durability of the engine oil. So that's how we approach the category and stuff and how the products were tested.
Chevron has a great relationship with the OEMs. So how did the feedback from the OEMs affect the development here?
So the OEMs, at least through the category, they basically come through what's called the Engine Manufacturers Associations as part of the category development. And so they actually lay out some of the things that they want to do in terms of, you know, what do they want to see those API categories have in terms of benefits and performance and things like that for what they see as their new model engines eventually coming out.
Right.
And so the OEMs, you know, obviously fed back into the main test program standards, the 9 test engines that we talked about for the qualification. But then there's a number of the OEMs who have their own OEM standards on top of that. And so they also have some things that they did to you know, a good example is Detroit has a scuffing test. And the scuffing test is really about liner scuffing and piston skirt scuffing. And what they're doing is they're looking at these lower viscosity oils and saying, we want to make sure that there's still enough protection in these lighter viscosity film products like on FA4 or even some of the CK4 1030s or 530s and make sure that that engine is going to be protected. So they added some things to their own specifications on top of the API CK4 and FA4 requirements.
Interesting. Rommel, let's talk about the educational side of this. So how does Chevron Dello and the Chevron family, you folks, the experts that are out there on the road and at shows like GATS, how do you go about helping the trucking industry determine, you know, what product is right for their application?
Well, Eric, we actually started this process in December of 2015 when we launched our Dello PC11 awareness campaign. So we actually developed a site, pc-11explain.com, as a resource for people in the trucking industry to be able to access information around PC11. And so what we're doing is we're continuing to develop a lot of these tools and resources, and that particular tool actually has been updated. So we continue to update that with videos, blog articles, and now we're providing information on our new ISOCIN advanced technology as well as all of our Dello 400 products that Len just talked to you about. So we're going to continue to do that. We also today launched our new DelloPerformance.com website, so that is live. In addition, though, we're creating a lot of different infographics and brochures that will help the industry understand in more detail the specifics about these particular products. The other piece that's going to be really helpful to help the trucking industry prepare for this is a new service that we're introducing where we're going to help the customers actually find the right product for them. And so we're really excited about that. That's going to launch in December.
This is a free service, I understand.
This is a free service, and what we're going to be doing, again, it's going to launch on December 1, and more information will come out on this. But essentially, we're going to couple a customer with a Chevron expert, and we are going to walk them through a three-phase process to assess, analyze, and take action. So in that first phase, the assess phase, we're going to actually take stock of their equipment, understand the makeup of the model, the year, understand the current performance data, and the goals for their business. And then in the second step, assessing that, we're going to actually leverage our expertise, determine what product would be best for them, based on what their budget is, their operational demands are, and what their goals are. And then finally, we're going to actually provide them with a report that will generate and outline the ideal product recommendation for them. And it will optimize, you know, help them optimize their business. advise them on their total vehicle efficiency improvement opportunities, and even talk to them about inventory management needs if necessary. So, again, we're really excited about that.
And, again, how do they take advantage of this free service?
So what they'll do is, in a nutshell, they're going to just go online, and they'll be able to – they'll click on a button, and they'll get access to one of these experts, and we'll reach back out to them. Now, we're also going to have some calculators online, so they may not necessarily need to go out and feel like they need to talk to an expert and go through that three-step process. So we'll have tools online, for instance, calculators,
Okay. Where
they may just decide that they want to understand, okay, with some of the new products, what's the value that I'm going to get, from an extended oil drain interval standpoint or from a component life extension standpoint.
Yeah. And, of course, at shows like the Great American Trucking Show, panel discussions that have gone on. I know you did the same at the Mid-America Trucking Show, but that's been a part of this educational process as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're getting a lot of great feedback on these panels, Len and Sean, and we have guests that come up as well in these panels. And, it's a great opportunity for us to share more information and then also to give the audience an opportunity to ask additional questions during these panel sessions.
Len Badal and Rommel Atienza, thank you so much. The Chevron folks have been so generous over the years with all the different changes. Gosh, we go back to October of 2002 and, EGR and then everything in between. And it's just amazing to watch the experts work, but certainly we know for drivers, very important, crucial to have the right information. And you folks have been so crucial and important to us in relaying that information. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.